Third parak of parah, third mishnah. Boy la harabayis v'yoldu. They went to harabayis, and then they went down from the back of the ox. Harabayis v'zoros tachtem chol v'nei tekeva hatoim. There was an arrangement made in harabayis itself that it should have these hollow areas underneath it that would protect the tumah from going above them. An entrance of the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, there was some kli that had the burnt ashes of the Poraduma. Then they bring a male sheep, the Koishim Chevel Bein Kalnov. They tie a rope in between the horns of the sheep, the kosher makel, and then they would tie a stick at the end of this rope, the sabich, the roish shel chevel, and he would, in other words, one side of the rope would be on the horns of this sheep, and the other hand would be wrapped around this makel, the zokel atoch hakol, and then they throw it into the this kli that had the ashes, and he hit this sheep, and then jumped backwards, and that would cause the ashes to come out of the place of the ashes into the place where there's the water. And there was some ashes on the stick, and it would be jolted backwards into the area of the water. Kadesha Yirap Neimaim, so it should be on top of the water. All this was, as we said before, extra Zahiris, which was not really necessary, but because they later made a certain kula, they want to show how important the Torah is of the Paradum, and they made this extra chumras. Don't do something to have the tzedukim start up with, and make fun of it. It sounds like we're overdoing things. So just he would go down and take the ashes and put it into the water. Yeah.